Good evening, everyone. I'm Virginia Joel. I'm the chair of the Animal Control Board. The other two members that will be sitting here with me tonight, if you all would introduce yourselves.
Mary Jo LaFrance.
Dr. Victor Katz.
It's now 7:30 and everyone is here, so we'll go ahead and commence. My understanding is that before we do that, does board have something you were going to say, or?
We were requesting that the two hearings be consolidated into one hearing. They arise out of the same occurrence, so we think for the ease of the board, and so we won't have to repeat testimony over again, that we would request that the hearings be consolidated.
Okay, I think that that's a great suggestion, so I would agree with that, or grant that. I'm not sure exactly what the proper protocol is, but let's do it that way. Okay, so before we get started, I'm going to ask that all of the witnesses leave the room, not the complainants, but everybody else is going to testify as a witness in the case should leave. And then what will happen is that the complainants, first it will be the complainants that were identified in case 60. Since you all filed your request first, you're going to proceed first, okay? And the procedure will be that you will give your testimony, however that is, you each individually, and then you will call whatever witnesses, and at the conclusion of each person saying what it is that they are going to say, then the respondent will be provided the opportunity to ask questions about that testimony. Okay, and we'll go through each witness that way, and then we'll do the next person's case, and then we'll allow some time, just a little bit of time at the end, for closing arguments from each complainant and a closing argument from the respondent.
I do have one preliminary question. Mr. Roman is here as the individual whose decision is being appealed from. We would ask that he be allowed to remain during the hearing.
I think that's reasonable. Okay. Any witnesses over there?
No. You all need to leave.
Do I need to leave?
Everybody that's not identified as a complainant needs to leave, other than the city's designee. And then just don't go too far, because I'm sure they will call you in.
Fantastic.
Correct.
Would you let us know if you need more chairs out there? We'll be happy to get them.
So who, Ms. Walmark and Mr. Edwards, which one of you is going to speak?
Mr. Edwards,
okay. So then what I'd ask is we start, Mr. Edwards, if you would go ahead, come on up here to the complaining table.
Okay.
All right, and are you going to give some testimony yourself? Is that where we're going to start?
Well, this is my first day.
Okay.
We don't really know.
All right, well, why don't you go ahead, Mr. Edwards, and tell us what you'd like to tell us about the incident.
Okay. Everyone has written.
I'm sorry. Thank you. My apologies. Everyone's going to testify. I should have done that before they left. But if you all are going to testify, if you'd raise your right hand. Do you swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury that the testimony you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, they have all affirmed. Go right ahead, Mr. Edwards.
Okay, can I assume everyone has read everything?
I certainly have read everything.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it's always upsetting when anyone gets injured in any way. And you've read how we were leaving Eric's house, coming down the hill, and the dogs broke free, went around the corner. And I was there in a matter of seconds. I see that she wrote it was 50 yards away. I paced it off later. It's 34 feet. When I heard a no, I was there. I read what she has written at the beginning, and then later on, accusing three dogs of attacking her. First of all, there were three dogs. They all burst at the same time. The biggest one of the three actually turned back and went around to the front of his house. So now we're down to two dogs.
Which dog was that, sir?
Pardon me?
Which dog was that?
Baron, the big one. So he was out of the scene completely. But she wrote in her testimony that it was three, but initially she didn't know how many dogs there were. She doesn't know which dogs better. She didn't know any dogs were on leash, off leash. But later she wrote that they were all on leash, which they were, but they broke away. When I turned the corner and I ran, she's right behind his house.
I'm sorry, Mr. Edwards. When you say she, I don't know whom you're speaking. So if you could just identify.
Roxanne.
Thank you.
So I turn the corner and I see a scuffle. There's a tree that's back there, and I get around the corner, and I think her name is Mrs. Weddle. Is that correct? I don't know her personally.
Okay.
She's on the ground. She didn't write that in her statement either. I guess trying to get the cat and dog apart from one another. So in those few seconds, I guess, I don't know what happened. When I got there, I just got there quick and grabbed and separated animals and just got them away. And got the dogs out of there. And she was there with her cat. And she did write in her statement that she was screaming, cursing, threatening. And that was true. And I understand. She was upset, panicked. I don't know what, I don't know, I did not witness the dog bite her. The cat and the dog were going at it.
Excuse me, which dog and the cat, you said?
Which dog?
Yeah, you said the cat and the dog were going at it.
They were just doing their dance, Linus and the cat.
Okay.
But I've tried to handle a panicking cat in my life. And that's like handling the working end of a chainsaw, pretty much, when they get, four claws in the canines. So I don't know what bit her, what animal, dog or cat, or both. I attempted to help her. She wrote in her statement that Eric tried to help her, but I was there on the scene first. Wouldn't accept it. So I did manage to get the cat in my hands to give it a quick inspection. Check for broken bones and see if it was okay. And it did walk away.
You picked up the cat?
I did pick up the cat.
What was the cat doing when you picked it up?
She was covering the cat with her body.
Roxanna.
Or holding it down or something. And I asked her to let it go and look at the cat. But she was just screaming. So I felt the legs, the tail. And I saw it had a lesion on it somewhere. And I saw she had blood on her. I tried to talk to her. She wouldn't stop screaming. I'm going cursing, and I'm going to sue you, and yada, yada, yada. I'm like, okay, well. She wouldn't calm down, and I saw the cat then walk away. The cat was not on any leash or collar that I saw. I saw that she wrote in her statement that the cat managed to get out of its collar. Well, no animal should be able to get out of the collar. It should be tight enough to, the neck is this big, the head is that big. But, that's just what happened. And I read further that her cat has not been vaccinated for rabies, 14 years old. Has this cat been unvaccinated for 14 years?
That probably has nothing to do with this conversation.
Let's just back up a second if we could.
Well, my dogs are being charged.
I understand, but me being a veterinarian, dangerous. I understand that question. Mm. Let's just say that has nothing to do with what we're going on right now.
Okay.
But I want to get a little clarity on what you just testified to. You said you came around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You said you saw Baron run up and leave.
He had turned and gone the other way.
Okay. And this was after you heard
when I started running.
The woman with the cat yelling?
No, all I heard was no.
All you heard was no, okay.
But when I got there, then the screaming started.
Okay, so when you got there, what two dogs were there?
Max and Linus.
Okay, and what were Max and Linus doing when you approached?
They were doing the dodge in, dodge out, doing the tango with the cat.
Okay, all right. Did you see either one of them bite the cat?
I did not. But the cat had obviously been injured. But, you know, this, there were a few seconds before I got into, got a vision on it.
You said that you saw a, and I'm quoting here, a lesion on the cat.
Yes.
And you, so you, you saw...
A wound.
A wound.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And could you describe that wound for us a little bit?
Well, it was a blood spot with, you know, with fur.
Okay. I don't have any other questions, and I didn't, if you want to carry on with anything.
Well, the reason I went about the vaccine, I mean, I view an animal that's not vaccinated in the city of Gettysburg a potentially dangerous animal as well.
It still has nothing to do with this conversation.
Okay. Your objection is sustained. So what, what we're here talking about is whether or not your dog is a potentially dangerous dog.
Okay.
Okay. is there anything else you want to tell us about the incident?
Well, I guess, you know, the wound that she had on her hand, did you read about, see that or anything?
I saw that she had bite wounds.
Yeah.
This is your opportunity to provide whatever testimony you'd like us to consider. So you can go ahead.
Okay, well, it's in here. I saw her her urgent care report, and the guy said, you know, there's scratches on her legs, you know, a wound of some sort on her hand.
So, Mr. Edwards, I think that's probably for closing argument, where you can argue whatever you'd like to argue. Right now is your opportunity to present any facts or additional information that you want the board to consider. At the end of the case, you will be provided with the opportunity to make whatever closing argument.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but it sounds to me like the things that you're raising are in the issue of, are in the nature of a closing argument, not so much your own testimony.
What evidence do you have to basically say that your dog is a good dog?
One of them's 8, one of them's 7. Neither has ever bitten or attacked anybody. And I have statements from her vet, my vet, a neighbor, a friend of mine that's been around the dog, you know, for the last 8 years. Would you like to see them?
So you probably need to show them to respondent. It's counsel. Okay. You didn't bring any copies, correct?
Copies of those?
Yes.
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Are those are those for us to retain?
If you would like to.
Show copies.
Or if you, if you want us to consider them.
Oh, sweet. Doesn't matter.
Where's Angela? These are copies.
That's
okay.
These are 4 copies. Well,
the same thing?
No.
Okay.
Well,
we do have copies.
We have 2
copies.
The neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
we'll
give them
the
copies.
That's all right. It looks like staff will be able to copy everything
you
turned over. Thank you.
I mean, I don't think I would need them for anything. These aren't young dogs. These are senior dogs at this point. That have never done anything, never attacked a human at all. They both lived in Gettysburg their whole life. If they had, you'd know. So.
All right, Mr. Edwards, did you want to give us, did you want to call any witnesses?
Actually, I would
like to ask a question, too.
Feel free. Ask Mr.
You
Edwards
first.
Whatever.
Oh, thank you.
Are the people that were out there that day. There's no one else.
You were not there.
I was there.
But who was holding onto the dogs?
She was when they broke free.
And you heard all the commotion and you ran over.
Well, when the dogs started going, I started going. Then I heard
Were you when the leash broke or the leash?
About from me halfway to you standing.
Were you near, I'm sorry, who were you?
Jean Marie.
I was very near her, 7 feet away.
And she was holding onto both dogs. Mm-hmm. The dogs, my understanding from the testimony is the dogs bolted, the leashes were dropped, broke, or whatever. And that's when all this occurred.
That's when all this occurred.
So you were not holding on to any dogs at that moment. You were just...
I was not.
You were not.
And just for the record, for the purposes of clarity, the she would be Miss Walmark.
Yes.
That's
Walmark was holding both dogs, and both dogs on a leash.
Yes.
And both dogs broke free.
Yeah,
I turned to talk.
You can talk in just a minute.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you...
Okay.
You go right ahead.
I see here in Exhibit 13, there was on May 24th, 2016, a complaint of a dog at large that resided at 870 Bay Ridge Drive. Is that so, and who was it?
That was that
We're gonna go one. We're gonna go one witness at a time. Yeah. Is what we're gonna do here, ma'am.
If he doesn't know, he just says, I'll wait. I'll save the question.
Only
one of us needs to speak at a time. Okay. So here's what's gonna happen. He's going to give his testimony, and then you're gonna have opportunity to give your testimony. But you're not going to tell him what to say. Okay. This is just everybody's own recollection of events. All right. So. Sorry, but
no,
it's confusing if we're all talking at once. Let us take turns. So, Mr. Edwards.
Yes.
Can you answer that question?
Can you give it to me again, the question?
I want to understand what dog was involved in Exhibit 13, May 24th, 2016, for complaint of a dog at large. Can you answer that question?
I cannot.
Okay, thank you.
I wonder who these people are.
And also, for clarity, I realize Miss Walmark was holding Linus and Baron, correct? Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Did you want to tell us anything else, Mr. Edwards?
Not that I can think of.
All right.
Thank you.
I guess a quick question. If you don't have to answer, you were saying Miss Walmark was holding on to Linus and Baron. Where was Max and how did he get there? Who was holding on to him?
Eric was holding Max.
Got it. Okay, I'll
we're
answer.
We were right in the same group, and all three of us kind of shot.
Okay. Ms.
If you don't have your, white knuckle grip on, it's easy to.
Are you done, Mr. Edwards?
I think so.
All right, Ms.
Ford. This is my first day.
All right. That's fine. But don't go anywhere, because it's now Ms. Ford's opportunity to ask you questions.
So you stay
right there.
Okay.
As a preliminary matter, there were four exhibits that I believe were marked. We would object to their introduction. They are from people who are not here to testify this evening, and therefore would be hearsay, so we're going to object to the introduction of those four exhibits.
Okay, and we're going to overturn your objection, and we will consider all of that in the weight that we give those exhibits.
Thank you.
Sure.
Just a couple points of clarification, Mr. Edwards. You do admit that all three dogs bolted and they came loose from their leash, but they were running free and this incident began, correct?
They pulled the leashes from the hands, yes.
Okay. And so they were not under your two dogs, Linus and Baron, were not under your or Miss Walmart's control at the time this incident occurred, correct?
That's correct.
And I did just want to clarify that you said when you first heard the no, you heard Miss Little yell no or say no, you could not observe her or any of the dogs at that point in time, is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. I have no additional questions for this witness.
Mr. Edwards, would you like to call a witness in your case now, such as Miss Walmart?
No. I mean,
yeah. Okay.
He's right there. Nothing's going to be different.
Okay. So is that?
She kind of, once I got everything clear, she kind of took the dogs away, and I couldn't get through, and I was just, she was screaming, chasing after the cat. The cat was running home.
Okay.
And that was it.
Okay. So we have no more witnesses in your case. Is that correct? I'm not suggesting there should be. I'm just being clear about whether there is.
No, I don't have anyone here with me to testify. No one else was there to witness anything.
Okay, that's fine. I think we should just have Mr. Zawadzki. Sorry, I apologize. I think we should go ahead, since it's all one incident, and have him present his evidence. Does that work for you, Ms. Borg?
Yes, that's.
All right. So, Ms. If you would go ahead and come up to the microphone, sir.
Okay.
Could you state your name, sir?
Irenaeus Zawadzki.
Okay, and what address do you live at, sir?
69 Midline Court,
okay.
Gettysburg.
And was one of your pets involved in this incident?
Yes.
And what pet was that?
His name is Max.
Max, okay. So why don't you go ahead and tell us, sir, what happened?
Okay, we were walking next to my house. We're walking down the hill. It's a little
Is the we you and Max, or is it all three?
All three of us.
And all three of your pets.
Right.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
So I was holding to Mark, but talking to Jean Marie and Maury, and we're just joking and laughing, and suddenly I had a pull on my hand, and Max just took off. I couldn't hold on to him, so I immediately started running behind him, and I was turning the corner, I saw Mrs. Cuedo on the ground. Well, it was, I mean, at that time, I had no idea who it was. It was extremely, everything happened extremely fast. So it was somebody on the ground screaming. And I was focused on my dog. I lost control over him. I wanted to take control over Max. So as I ran, I saw him approaching kind of low on the ground, kind of close with his snout close to the ground, kind of getting close, excited, but about a foot away behind the legs of the lady that was on the ground. So I jumped over, tried to push him away. He thought it was a game or something. He just ran away from me and tried to come from another side, but I immediately turned and I managed to grab him and I pulled him away. When I pulled him away a few yards, when I turned around, all the dogs were already separated. I saw the cat, the lady was on the ground, I saw the cat standing next to her a little bit farther away, kind of looking in her direction, hissing. And I saw Maury was speaking with the lady, and there was a lot of screaming and shouting, and the lady demanded his name and address. And so at that time I took Max home, make sure that he was not gonna get involved anymore. I took him home, came back. By the time I came back, they were still talking for a few seconds. I couldn't hear what Maury was saying. His voice was quiet. The lady was again screaming and demanding name and address, and she left. Then Maury went home too. I stayed around, and Mrs. Weddle came back after a minute maybe, and she asked me for my name and number, and I wrote it down in a piece of paper that she brought with her, and she left. So the whole incident, like I said, happened extremely fast. I estimated in my written testimony about 10 seconds. Actually went back and timed myself, kind of following exactly what I did. And I timed myself was about between 6 and 7 seconds. And so that's what I remember. I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
Did you see either of the dogs make contact with the cat?
No, I haven't. I was focused on my dog and was just a big pile of moving mass that I jumped over, but where exactly was cat, where exactly was another dog, or it was just a blur.
Did you observe any injury to the cat?
No, I never got close to the cat. I never took him and I never examined him.
Did you observe any injury to Miss Wendell?
Well, when she returned, when everybody left and she returned to talk to me, she had blood on her hand.
Did you see either any animal injure Miss Wendell?
No.
All right.
I guess there was a time, November 17, 2016, Max was at large and not registered with the county or with the city?
Yes, we got Max about 2014, in the summer. It was just a little puppy. And we immediately took him to the vet, got all the vaccination. At that time, I didn't know there's a license required in the city. I thought all the vaccinations have to be done.
Okay.
So I've done that. And so again, what was your question?
No, you've already answered it. It's totally fine.
All right, Ms. Ford, did you have anything else that you wanted to add to your testimony, sir?
Well, I guess I have argument why Max shouldn't be charged as potentially being its animal, but I guess I could do it in a closing statement, or do I do it now, or?
Is that in the package?
Well, I just have my argument based on
you can say that based on the
details that are in the package.
You can say that for your closing argument.
Okay.
I'm just saying if there's any additional facts that we need to know, you can say whatever you want to say in your closing argument.
Yeah, I don't have any facts. I have a testimony from my neighbor, Mr. Adam Anderson, who spent a lot of time with Max.
Okay, before you get to that, Ms. Ford, did you have any questions related to Mr. name I can't properly pronounce his testimony? Zalotsky, I'm sorry, sir.
That's fine.
I do have a couple of just quick questions. Again, you admit that Max pulled away from you and was off-leash running.
Yes.
And the first so you did not see the initial contact between any of the dogs and Ms. Weddle, is that correct?
Well, maybe a second of it. It was out to right around the corner when the dogs were getting to Mrs. Weddle.
Okay.
So then I was running fast.
All right, and so I think you testified earlier that when you first saw her, she was already down on the ground trying to protect her cat, is that correct?
Yes.
Right. And I think you described it as a big pile of moving mass of cat and dogs. Which dogs did you observe as part
again,
of that moving mass?
I couldn't say who it was, what animal was there, where the animals were. Well, as I say, I was just focused on my dog, which was behind, so I was kind of looking over what was here, and I was looking towards my dog. And I know I tripped over something, but what it was, whether it was Mrs. Weddle leg or dog or cat, I don't know.
Okay. And in the statement you submitted, you indicated that the dogs were in an aggravated level of excitement, is that correct?
Well, I mean, they took off suddenly, so that was just my speculation. I'm not a dog specialist, I just...
And you did observe injuries to Ms. Flettel after the incident occurred, correct?
I saw blood on her hand. I mean, she was walking, running the piece of paper. There was a little blood on the piece of paper she gave me.
And I think I do want to follow up on one question that Dr. Katz asked, because I think you answered part of it, but not the other part. There was an incident with Max where he was at large in 2016, isn't that correct?
Yes, there's a Petco field behind the houses that we live in, and many people run around with their dogs over there. I believe that at that time my wife was playing with Max and running. She was playing ball, so she was throwing ball and just chasing it and barking. And I suspect he wasn't endangering anybody, but he barks very loudly. So I suspect somebody was upset about it.
And that was the same location that this incident occurred, correct?
It was very farther down the field. And we never let Max off leash. In the street.
Yeah. But the area where he ran into was in the same field, correct?
It was close, yeah.
Okay. And you talked to Amanda Wallace about this incident at a homeowners association meeting, isn't that correct?
Well, she asked me one question, I gave her a short answer.
She indicates that you directly said that all three dogs attacked Ms. Weddle and her cat.
That's incorrect. My answer was all three dogs were dead. Because first of all, by the way, she asked the question, did Maury's dog did that? Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know which one did that at that time. And at first I didn't want to talk to her about it because there were other people in her room. And I didn't want to spread rumors. So I just answered what I knew, that the dog got Fidel's birthday. I never said the Fidel's attack. That's totally false. She totally misrepresented what I said.
All right. So I think I handed you a copy of an email from Ms. Wallace regarding talking to you at that particular meeting. We would move to introduce this email as a exhibit.
How much does Max weigh?
About 55 pounds.
Okay, maybe before you, were you done, Ms. Ward, or no?
I have no additional questions.
Then why don't you, Mr. Zawadzki, I think you said you had some additional statements or letters or something that you wanted to...
Well, may I read this?
You may, but can we finish first?
Sure.
Did you have some additional statements? Before Ms. Stream goes to make that copy, I want her to copy anything else that you have there that you want admitted. That's my point.
I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Sorry. So you indicated before that you had some additional documents that you wanted to show the board from other witnesses.
Yes.
I mean...
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just saying, if Ms. Stream is going to go and copy the exhibit from Ms. Board, which I thought she might be, I would like to include whatever it is that you have so that she can just do one trip to the copy machine and not...
Mr. Roman told me to bring 10 copies, so I did.
Oh.
Well, fantastic. All right, then.
Well, thank you.
Identifying this exhibit as?
Yes, what's the number?
That's what this is.
17.
Because
Ms.
Moore's is
16. Okay. I have here 16, 17, 18, and 19.
That's for their case.
Okay.
No, sorry, we're all...
You are keeping
us
straight.
We're all on the learning curve. So maybe that's... Maybe we should identify it's case 61 exhibit.
Yeah.
Is that right?
The photocopies from earlier should have the exhibit with the case number on it. The one I just handed you does not.
Okay. I just want to be clear about what everything is.
Okay. Is that it? Sorry.
I think that's it.
For now?
Yeah. Okay. I'm still confused. I don't feel like I got anything.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I got it. So this is, she put 67. Mr. Zawadzki, other than those documents that you're going to give us, is there anything else that you wanted to present in your case?
Yes, I have some closing arguments, basically going through the list of...
We'll get to that in a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a copy of those documents? I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Yes, I did.
Did you have any questions you wanted to ask Mr. Zawadzki about the documents that he just gave you?
No, I have no further questions.
Okay. So then I think that concludes the complaint.
Well, I have one question.
He has a witness.
You have one question about what, sir?
About this letter I was just given from Mrs. Amanda Wallace.
Okay, you don't get to ask questions about that letter, okay? You
Why
can
not?
Ask You can ask Ms., because we're not
but
there
yet. But my question
yet.
Is basically, why wasn't it included in all the evidence?
Thank you.
Why couldn't I examine before I came here?
I appreciate that. Thank you. Did you have any witnesses that you wanted to call in your case?
No, I don't.
Okay. I think that the complainant's case is concluded then, is it not?
I'm sorry?
You have presented all of your evidence. So then the complainant's case is concluded. I'm just confirming that.
Do you have anything else you would like to add?
Thank you, sorry. I think I've said that like three times. I don't mean to.
I would like to go over all the exhibits and
You will be given an opportunity to give your closing argument.
That's all I will take this time.
All right, Ms. Ford, would you like to call your first witness?
Yes, we will call Ms. Weddle. Did you want her here or in some other location?
I mean, I think she has to be there for the purposes of the microphone.
Yep.
And
she has to be sworn in, too.
I'll remember.
Anybody coming in?
You are all three complainants can stay at that table. You don't need to go away. That's your place.
That's for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's your place. Yeah. That's your table. I know. It's a new thing. We can talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
Yes.
I don't have them with the exhibits, too. I have them, but just not with the exhibits. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All right, Ms. Ford, if you'd like to proceed.
Ms. Ford, would you please, she needs to be sworn.
She does. Ma'am, could you raise your hand? Do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury to tell the truth?
Ms. Weddle, would you just state your name for the record?
Roxanna Weddle.
And I understand that you have a statement that you would like to read to the board.
Sure. On Saturday, October 7th of 2017, around 4 p.m., I was walking my cat Magic on a leash behind the set of townhouses on Midline Court in Gaithersburg, Maryland, which is where I reside. Next to the back fence line of the townhouses heading north on the property of Diamond Farm property, not on Pepco property. We had walked almost the entire length of the back of the townhouses, Magic and myself, and he decided to turn around and go back the way we had come. So we were retracing our steps. On that particular day, I did not see or hear anything. Before I knew it, there were three dogs around us. The one dog bit Magic in the left rear and was tossing him back and forth in the air like a rag doll. I started screaming, "No, no, get off him," and went right into the protective mode for my beloved Magic. I was doing everything humanly possible I could to get the dogs off and away from myself and my cat, while still attempting to hold on to the leash, because I knew if I let go of that leash, he would have been killed. I love my Magic like a child, and it would be devastated if something had happened to him. My cat Magic is about 14 years old, he's 10 pounds, and the dogs were at least 70 pounds or more. I was down on the ground fighting away the three dogs that had charged after us. I specifically remember the dog that attacked Magic had a pit bull looking face. He was sandy in color fur and had some white flecks. I saw no leashes on any of the three dogs. I am sure the three owners of the three dogs left their dogs off their leashes at the top of the hill at the 69 Midline Courthouse. because I did not see any of the three dogs on leashes while they were attacking Magic and myself. I would have seen leashes flopping up and down because we were all going to tumble. And because I've personally seen at least one, more than one incident where the owners have unleashed their dogs. So the three owners had to walk down this slight hill, which is the townhouse number 69, and it had a brick wall to it. And it had to come to the back of the townhouses, and we were maybe the second to third townhouse back, at the back of the fence line, to get to where we were. I could not see the three owners and the dogs at the top of the hill, and do not know if they could see me or Magic. I was approximately maybe 70 to 100 feet away from the dog owners when the three dogs got to Magic and I. I would say it was about 30 feet for the owners of the dogs to come down the hill, and then another maybe 40, 50 feet to get to the point where we were walking, about the third house down. And that's the, you know, from the back corner at the 69 midline fourth townhouse. I saw no leashes on the dogs, and it took at least a minute or longer for the owners to come get us or come to us to pull all the dogs off of us. The number of bites, punctures, and scratches on myself and Magic, I had at least 30, Magic had at least 10, indicate that the attack lasted more than a minute or so. After the dogs were taken off us, I huddled over Magic so he could not get hurt anymore, calling my significant other, Dean, on his cell phone, which was on the ground, to come help us, but he had just gotten out of the shower and I knew he had problems walking anyway. At that point, I was hysterical, I was crying, I was cussing everyone, I was screaming bloody murder. You would have thought the whole neighborhood would have come out, but I saw no one. And the one guy at 69 did want to help me, but at that point, the damage was already done. Next, Magic pulled, when I got up, Magic pulled himself out of his collar, which had the leash attached to it. He pulled himself out. He was so traumatized, he ran to the house. I ran after him to put him inside where I knew he'd be safe. And then at that point, I went back to the scene of the crime to pick up my keys that had fallen out of my little canvas catwalking bag that I keep my cell phone, my keys, and stuff like that in. My neighbor was there, Catherine Falls, who was inspecting Magic for wounds and saw tears coming down his face, which I've never had to witness. He's never cried in his life. He was experiencing so much pain, I know, because when we had to pick him up to take him to the vet hospital, he was crying in pain. Magic was hospitalized on Saturday, right after the horrible attack, with severe bites on his left rear. He actually had a hole ripped out of him, and his tail was severely bitten and damaged in multiple places. The actual hospital vet thought he might have some permanent nerve or possibly ligament damage to the tail, or possibly a fracture, or he also could lose his tail, she said. He had been bitten on his legs as well, his front and back. He could barely walk, putting one foot in front of the other with excruciating pain to get up and down the steps. The vets had shaved him everywhere he had bite wounds to see the extensiveness of the wounds in order to treat him. We left with pain meds and antibiotics. Then we took him home Sunday. Well, we took him back Sunday to have the rear bite dressing changed. He had to have a little dressing put on the back rear where they had taken a hunk out of him. Monday, we took him back to the normal vets, our regular vets, and she took the dressing off because she thought it would heal better. And she also clipped some of the dead skin around the opening so it would heal faster. We had to hydrate him with IVs because he wasn't eating or drinking. For days he wouldn't eat or drink. He was in so much pain. It was up to 6 days, I know, he wasn't eating or drinking because of the pain he was in. We took him back again on Wednesday of that week, and then one or two more times. And then I have some pictures of Magic, but I think they've been already disseminated.
There are, for the record, there are several photographs of Magic in the record, but we have additional photos of the injuries.
Yeah, I was going to give them out of the different.
To Miss Lowell, but there are also photos of Magic after he's been shaved.
Okay, they're in the back.
Where you can see the injuries.
He had two staples put in his tail to hold his tail together. I have other photos if you need more.
Another side of that?
Yeah, I have plenty of photos.
I think that's 61.
Well, here's
17.
Here's an actual.
Okay. Yeah, my kind of question is, how should these be labeled? Because she's really from.
For both cases.
Well, why don't we just call
make
them.
Make copies for both.
Why don't we just do, can we do 60/61, 17?
But you'd have to make copies for both, yes. But you just have
to make them. Yeah, they'd
have to be separate.
So they'd be numbered a little differently because that's just what you have to do. Because they're two separate cases.
I will pass the copy around and if you want copies because our photocopier is not going to copy
okay.
to this.
Okay.
But they got a copy.
Well, if you want to make Xerox copies for them, then for the record, you could have the one.
Okay.
But let us see the color one.
Absolutely.
How
many
assesses?
Thank you.
See what's going on here. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Left hand had two very deep, severe bites. But even to this day, I haven't completely healed.
Go ahead.
First.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, yeah.
Ms. Board, did you have any further testimony you wanted to present from this witness?
Yeah, she was not finished with her statement.
Okay.
So then I had 30 wounds around my arms, hands, and legs. My significant other itemized them for me. One scratch, left calf, four scratches, right shin, four puncture, right shoulder, four punctures on the right elbow, four scratches, right outside forearm, five punctures, left wrist, two punctures, left knuckle, eight punctures, left wrist. After I saw a doctor, I did experience chills, headaches, fever, feeling weak all over, tired, bruised, and my left hand was throbbing consistently for weeks. Plus, I had nightmares about all this, constantly fighting the dogs in the nightmares and trying to protect Magic. I had to hold my left hand up over my heart for days to keep the blood from collecting in my hand, causing a lot of pain. It's been quite a painful experience. And quite an annoyance because without the use of a hand, you can't do really much of anything. My left hand was bleeding profusely with two deep gashes, gushing with blood, continuously dropping off me. My pants, my blouse were bloody as well, and I had a rip in my right pant leg from the dog. Here's the blouse.
I think we got it, that
got
there was
those.
A lot of action.
Okay.
Yeah, the picture's quite good
okay.
of your blouse, actually.
Okay. And then you have the other pictures of the on me. Even today, my hand still has some throbbing at the knuckles from some infection, and it's represented by a hard knot from one of the bites, and some pain still around the second bite on the same hand. It does throb off and on, doesn't not consistently like it did before. And you can see in some of the photos where my hand, my fingers of my left hand was had excessive fluid buildup, and it looked like they were ready to burst open. When I went to the internist on October 9th, he was horrified at the sight of my hand and said I needed to go to another hand doctor right away because they thought I might have some nerve or ligament damage, and that I would probably have to have plastic surgery. But that turned out to not be the case because I've been doctoring my hand myself with holistic modalities. I started out with no mobility in my fingers, but I have the mobility in my fingers today with just some tightness and still the swelling, some swelling left. I saw the gentleman from the 69 townhouse and asked for his name and number. He informed me at that time his dog did not bite me, and I said I wanted his name and number anyway. The other gentleman looked me in the eyes and said defensively in an angry voice that his dog didn't bite me either, and that's when I went off on him. But I didn't bite myself. There were three adults involved in the accident. This was not an inopportune circumstance, as Mr. Zawoski stated in a statement. It was a total gross negligence on the part of these dog owners because they did not have leashes on their dogs, or this would have never happened for Magic and I to have to go through all this pain and suffering. And still today, both of us have emotional trauma. My cat's scared to death. He loves to go out. He'll go out for 5 or 10 minutes. He's looking right. He's looking left. I'm doing the same thing. And I still have nightmares over this, fighting these darn dogs. And I'm really pissed about it. And I've had problems with Mrs. Walmart in the past with her aggressive dogs passing me while I've had my cat on a leash walking. And her dogs are lunging and barking. And I'm telling her to keep her dogs away from me. And she gets defensive and we exchange angry words. And I've got a witness also to support a similar situation out in the hall that lives in my development. And I see her walking her dogs down the street. They're pulling her all over the place. She can't control them. She's leaning back. And it's impossible for her to control them. These are very aggressive dogs. And something really needs to be done. I don't even feel safe to walk out of my townhouse that I've lived there for 13 years. To walk Magic safely and myself safely in my own development. That's pretty bad. Something urgently needs to be done to protect the public or from this ever happening to any other animal, small animal, child, or adult.
So I have just a couple of follow-up questions for you. You testified that initially you observed one dog come and pick up Magic.
Yes. Yes.
There was a photo that was included in the packet.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Exhibit 2 of the packet. Can you identify which, or was it one of those dogs?
The sandy light color.
Okay. And that was the dog that you observed pick up Max. Can you just put an X or an arrow on something like that dog? We will introduce that. I know this photograph is in your packet as part of Exhibit 2, but just so you can
see it. Thank you. I'd also like to say a couple things about this letter that this gentleman and this lady had written.
Do you know if any of the other dogs bit Magic?
It happened so fast. I was rolling around on the ground. My focus was totally on Magic to protect him from getting killed. I can't say.
At any time during this incident, did Magic attack you? Did she?
No. Magic was out 5 feet in front of me on a leash. And the dog had picked him up. And I was trying to pull Magic back. I was trying to get the dog off of him, off of Magic. No, Maddie did bite me.
So none of the injuries that you've described were caused by your cat.
I don't think that's a fair question.
No, it isn't.
I don't think you can ask that question.
Okay. All right. And I think you've already testified to this, but at the time of the incident, were any of these three dogs on leash?
They weren't on leashes.
And was Magic on a leash?
Yes, he was. I walk him every day, maybe 2, 3, 4 times a day. He does not go out of the house without a leash because I love him dearly and I want to protect him.
Did all three of the dogs involved in this incident approach you and Magic in a threatening manner?
Well, yeah.
Did all three of the dogs menace or otherwise threaten you?
Do they what?
Menace or otherwise threaten you.
Well, yeah, they're all over us.
And did all three of these dogs also menace or otherwise threaten your cat Magic?
Well, certainly.
I have no additional questions.
Mr. Edwards, did you have any questions of this witness based on the testimony that she just provided?
Yes. Her initial statement was she didn't know how many dogs, if they were on or off leash.
Objection, you need to ask her a question, not make a statement.
Oh.
So, yeah. Thank you, Ms. Ford. But
wow.
Yes. Objection sustained. And
do I have any questions?
Yes. This
yes.
is your opportunity
how
to
can
ask
you be sure
questions.
Your cat did not bite or scratch you?
Because he was 5 feet in front of me the whole time. And he was in the mouth of your dog.
That, my dear, is a cat scratch, not a dog bite.
Where?
Okay, excuse me.
That is not
stop.
True. That
we
is
are not
true.
Arguing. Excuse
that
me,
is
ma'am.
Not true.
This is not an argument between the two of you.
Okay.
Okay? This is an opportunity for you to ask questions, and that is it. There's not going to be a back and forth between
okay.
the two of you.
Well, I ask you that you said that this light brown dog was the one that had your cat. That's the one dog that wasn't involved at all.
That again is an argument, sir.
It's a brown dog.
Oh, well,
it's a brown dog.
How did you identify this dog as the one that had your cat?
So, I can't even see which dog you're pointing to, and we're the fact finders up here. Okay, that's an appropriate question. How did you identify this dog? Ma'am,
right.
How did you identify that dog?
He was a brown dog. They know what dogs they own.
Ma'am, it is not your turn to speak.
Oh, okay.
So everybody takes a turn.
Okay,
everybody gets to say what they want to say, but we take turns.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Mr. Edwards.
Yes.
I see one dog is lighter in color than the other dog.
That's correct.
What is the name of the dog that is lighter in color than the other
That's
dog?
That's Darren.
Okay. And the other dog is Linus?
Yes. That's correct.
Thank you. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. Did you have any further questions you wanted to ask?
I don't know. Yes, when you went to Adventist Healthcare, mm-hmm. they said you had a puncture on your arm and one on your hand. How did you come up with 30 punctures?
I don't know. Dean counted all of them. I don't even know if they saw all of them
at the
dentist.
The doctor saw it.
Wow.
So how does the doctor could be so wrong from Dean? How could the doctor be so wrong?
Again,
I'm
sir, I'm sorry, that's argument that you are free to make. No.
A question.
No, she's
go
not
ahead.
Going to speculate about the doctor being right or wrong. We're not having that. Okay?
Okay.
You are free to raise that issue in your closing argument.
Okay.
All right? Anything else?
Well, this will be a closing argument as well.
Okay. Mr. Zawadzki, did you have any questions that you wanted to ask of this witness?
No questions.
All right. Ms. DeBoer, did you have any further witnesses you want to call?
Yes, we do. We're going to call Laura Valek.
Could you spell Laura's last name for me?
It's Valec. Well, Ms. Valek is coming in. Just one point of clarification. I'm assuming we do not need to specifically ask for introduction of all of the exhibits that are in the packet?
No, we generally take them all in,
all
so
right.
you do not need to
okay.
formally request.
Step back.
You want me to step back?
Yes, yeah, because she'll need to move.
Oh, sure.
You can come to the table, Ms. Bell, since she stepped out for that. And ma'am, if you could just state your name and your address.
My name is Laura Valdez. My address is 75 Long Meadow Drive, Gatesport, Maryland.
I swear.
Could you raise your right hand, ma'am? Do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury that the testimony you are about to give is the truth and nothing but the truth? All right, ma'am. Be seated, please. Mr. Board.
Ms. Black, did an incident occur, or actually, do you want a cat? Yeah, I have a cat. And did an incident occur between your cat and the Walmart owner's dog? Yeah, that happened like, I think, probably 2 years ago. I was...
Two? I'm sorry, ma'am, did you say two or three?
2 years.
2 years ago?
I was thrown to my door sitting with, actually I got three cats. And one cat was my neighbor's cat. And she came every single morning. And I was on my front door. So she was walking with her dog. And the dog saw the cats and she tried to jump in over the cats, attack the cats. Which is my cats, I opened the door and they jumped inside to my house, but the other cat runs to try to hide, and the dog runs behind to the cat to try to attack the cat.
Okay, ma'am, I'm gonna show you what's been identified as exhibit 21 at 19 and 21, I think. Is this one of the dogs that attacked your cat?
I remember it's like a dog with a brown with white, looked like a beagle.
And this was a dog being walked by Miss Walmart, is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Counsel, do you have a picture of the cat, of this picture, so she, I don't know if she can see where I am.
Trying to find my cat. I think I may have given you all my cat.
How often do you see those dogs?
Well, I think that's the dog. So I was seeing before many times, but I mean,
You see them many times? What did you say?
Yeah. I just said, before she was walking just only with this dog. With
the darker colored dog?
Yeah, the darker color.
Uh-huh.
So I never see the other dog, Pluto, probably this year or so, though. The incident we got, that was with this dog.
The darker colored
dog?
Yeah,
the darker colored dog.
Okay.
But after that, she never walked again around my sidewalk. You know.
So you haven't seen her for 2 years in near your house?
No. She walking, but in the other side. So
have
she
you
walking
seen,
in the neighborhood, but in the other side.
Have you seen any other incidences with this dog other than that one time?
Not really.
Can I clarify?
Yes, but if you would just...
Sure.
Did you see that dog attack the cat on that day? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, he's not, the dog tried to attack, got the neighbor's
cat. Is that the cat that ran to hide? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
So, which is I ran behind her and I said stop, and the dog stopped. We get in argue with, you know, and she told me why did not put your cat's in a leash. I says, actually, my cat was on a leash. This cat is not on a leash. That's not my cat. But I think you can control your dog.
Okay, and so that's a I'm sorry, let me interrupt you. That's a conversation that you had with Miss Walmart. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry, counsel. I didn't mean to interrupt. Did you?
I'm still unclear. Did the dog chase the cat into your house?
Basically, she not in my house, she jumped in my front, I was at the front door,
yeah,
coming to my property,
yeah,
at the front yard. So, because she was walking on the sidewalk with the dog.
How did the dog get in, if she was holding on to the dog on a leash, how did the dog get into your yard?
Well, apparently this dog, when she saw a cat or maybe another dog, I don't know, maybe the dog acting crazy and she tried to attack him. I don't know. But that day I was with my cats. They're sitting. The cats, they was not out of the property when the dog started to barking. And
was the dog barking from the outside the fence? Did the dog?
It's not fence.
It's just the yard.
Yes.
So there's no fence or anything?
There's no fence.
It's not very far.
Got it. No, I understand.
The front part of the house.
No, I understand.
Okay. Sorry, counsel. Proceed with your question.
No problem. I have no additional questions for this witness.
Okay. Mr. Edwards, you're up. Would you have any questions that you would like to ask this witness?
Did this dog injure the cat you speak of in any way?
No, because the dog...
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions, Mr. Edwards?
No.
Okay. Mr. Zawadzki, did you have any questions that you wanted to ask this witness?
No.
All right, thank you. Ms. Board, would you like to call your next...
Yes, next we'll call Officer Jennifer Sequeira.
Okay. You're, excuse me.
And would you please, we need to swear the witness first.
Could you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury to tell the truth and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
And would you please state your name and your position with the City of Gaithersburg?
I'm Officer Jennifer Sequeira with City of Gaithersburg Animal Control.
And were you called out to investigate an incident that occurred on October 7th, 2017 involving Ms. Walmart, Mr. Edwards, and Mr. Zawarski's dogs and Ms. Walmart and her cat?
Correct.
And when you arrived on the scene, what did you observe?
I observed the EMTs were present upon my arrival, and they stated that the victim had been treated for hand injuries. I witnessed Ms. Weddle's and other multiple injuries and on her arms and legs.
So the EMTs had been called out for this incident, is that correct?
Correct.
And did you speak to Ms. Weddle that day?
Yes.
And what did she tell you occurred?
She stated that her cat Magic was being walked on a leash beside the Pepco field, and she remembers the dogs running up to her and did not remember anything further other than a tan colored dog that looked like a pit bull.
And did she identify other individuals who may have been involved in that incident?
Yes.
And who were those individuals?
It was Mr. Zawadzki, Mr. Edwards, and Ms. Walmart.
And did you speak to those individuals on that day?
Yes.
And what did they tell you?
They told, well, I spoke to Ms. Zawadzki before I went to the residence of Mr. Edwards and Ms. Walmart, and he stated that the dog was on leash, and the dog pulled with such force that the leash was released from his hand when the dog saw the cat.
Did he tell you that the dog approached the cat?
No.
And when you spoke to Ms. Walmart and Mr. Edwards, what did they tell you?
They also stated that the dogs pulled such force from the leash that the leashes were released from their hands.
And as part of your investigation of this case, did you research whether there were prior incidents with these dogs?
Yes.
And what did you determine?
It was determined that at Resident 69 Midline Court, Ms. Zawadzki's dog, Max, had a prior incident being seen at large by another officer.
And was a warning issued to Mr. Zawadzki for that?
Yes.
Incident? And based on your investigation, did you determine that these dogs, Linus, Baron, and Max, chased, approached in a threatening manner, menaced, or otherwise threatened Ms. Weddle?
Yes.
And did you also determined that these dogs chased, approached in a threatening manner, menaced, or otherwise threatened her cat, Magic?
Yes.
Did you determine that one or more of these dogs bit and injured Ms. Weddle and her cat?
Yes.
And what led you to these conclusions?
Due to the injuries that were observed, Ms. Weddle's and Magic's medical records, and the photographic evidence that was presented by the victim.
I have no additional questions for this witness.
All right, thank you. Mr. Edwards, did you have any questions of this witness?
Lucas, you said that Roxanne had no idea what happened.
She had...
Through your words a minute ago. Yes?
She only remembers the tan colored dog. Not that she fully did not remember what occurred.
Okay. I guess that's it.
Mr. Zawadzki, did you have any questions you wanted to ask of this witness?
No questions.
Thank you, sir. Did you have a question?
No.
I think so. Do you have any further witnesses you'd like to call?
Yeah, I have one last witness.
All right, thank you.
By the way, we're talking about a moment.
Percy? Oh, sorry.
Should have been
the mouth front. I know, and I usually do. That's where I went awry. Do you solemnly swear and affirm under the penalties of perjury that the testimony you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Roman, would you please state your name and position?
Kevin Roman, I'm the Neighborhood Services Division Chief for the City of Gaithersburg.
And as part of your duties, are you responsible for overseeing the Animal Control Division?
That's correct.
And have you been designated with the authority by the city manager to deem animals as potentially dangerous?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you familiar with the incidents that occurred on October 7th?
I am.
And how did you become familiar with that, with the incident?
I reviewed the incident report prepared by Officer Sikera on October 10th. I also reviewed the vet reports from the VCA dated October 7th and October 8th. And also the vet report from Gaithersburg Vet Clinic, dated October 9th, and also the medical report from the urgent care that provided treatment to Ms. Weddle's injuries, that was dated October 7th.
And did you prepare the letters to the owners of these dogs that are Exhibit 3 in the Walmart Edwards case and Exhibit 4 in this Bounty case?
I did.
And why did you determine that these dogs are potentially dangerous?
Well, it was my determination based on the evidence obtained that all three dogs involved in the incident were not under the control of the owners at the time the incident occurred, and therefore did chase, menace, and threaten Ms. Weddle and her cat, Magic. Those actions of the animals chasing, menacing, or threatening a person or other domestic animal meets the definition of potentially dangerous animal as defined in City Code Chapter 4.
And you've had the opportunity to listen to the testimony this evening. Is there any information that you've heard tonight that would change your opinion as to whether these animals should be deemed as potentially dangerous?
Nothing tonight has changed my opinion.
And are you requesting that this board uphold your decision to determining that these animals are potentially dangerous?
That is correct.
I have additional questions.
Thank you, Ms. Board. Did you have any questions, Mr. Edwards?
I do not.
Mr. Zawadzki, did you have any questions?
Yeah, I have one question. You said you examined medical records. Did you see the pictures of the injuries on Mrs. Weddle?
That I did not see the pictures prior to making my determination.
You haven't seen them.
That's correct.
And if you didn't see the pictures, how can you say whether the injuries were due to dogs or cat?
It was the information on the urgent care report indicated that it was inflicted by a dog bite.
Okay, would you mind taking a look at the pictures or not?
Oh, yeah, I have seen them, but I did, at the time of my determination, I did not use the photographs.
So, determination right now that you can take a look at the pictures. Mm-hmm. Are they dog injuries or cat injuries?
I don't think that's going to matter.
Yeah. Why not?
For what we're looking for, it's not. I don't think he needs to say whether he thinks they're a dog or a cat or both. It's not going to matter for what we're going to be, how we're going to look at this case.
Nor do I think he's qualified as an expert to do so. He stated that he relied on medical reports.
Which is, thank you, that's what I was trying to say.
Is there anything else you'd like to ask Mr. Zawadzki?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there any further testimony or evidence you'd like to provide?
No, we would close our case.
Okay. So what we're going to do now is each of you may take 5 minutes, because that'll get us, looks like, to 9 o'clock. So it'll Mr. Edwards and then Mr. Zawadzki and then Ms. Bohr, okay, to present whatever closing argument you would like to present. You may proceed, Mr. Edwards.
Okay. Well, there was a lot of discrepancies on what was said on Mrs. Weddle's side. As I stated earlier, I read in here that her 14-year-old cat is neither licensed or vaccinated. Is that correct?
Excuse me. This is not for asking questions. This is for you presenting comments.
This is about closing.
That's right. It doesn't involve questions. It involves your argument, not questions to anybody. You're free to say whatever you want. You're just not free to make inquiry of others.
Okay, I'm of the opinion that a cat that's been living in the city of Gaithersburg for 14 years, not licensed or vaccinated, is a potentially dangerous animal.
That is not why we're here. I know what you want to say.
Fines, penalties, and fees for someone who has completely dismissed the laws of the city of Gaithersburg?
Sir,
the issue is
whether or not your dog is a potentially dangerous animal, not whether or not her cat is.
If you would like, you can put a complaint through the city of Gaithersburg, and they will weigh that separately. You are definitely entitled to do that. Right now, you need to defend your dogs, not her cat.
Well, Mrs. Weddle pointed out the one dog that was not involved in the attack, the little cat thing. These dogs did not chase her. They were only 30 feet away. And in my opinion, when you put your hands and feet in between an animal fight, that's not a dog attack. Okay? That's basically putting yourself in harm's way. I've handled a panicking cat before, and it's like handling a chainsaw, the working end of one. The dog's off leash, 30 punctures. I don't know. It's just there's just way too many discrepancies in the testimony, but it would appear decisions have already been made. So,
sir, no decisions have been made, and if you would like to highlight discrepancies, that might be helpful.
The distance I was from where it happened and where we were, she started with 100 yards, she went to 70 yards now. I walked it off at 35 feet, okay? I see these pictures of her hand. I cannot believe that what I see in this picture was not reported by the doctor in the report from the urgent care center from Shady River Adventist.
Can you clarify what you mean about that? I'm not quite following your point. I'm interested in it. What are you saying?
Okay, she went to the Adventist Healthcare Urgent Care.
Mm-hmm. You're saying that doesn't reflect what the pictures reflect.
That's correct.
Is that what you're saying?
The doctor made no mention of this.
Okay.
Puncture wound, singular. No loss of sensation or motor function. Denied treatment to use homeopathic remedies and other systemic compounds.
This is still not. All you need to do is defend your dog. We're not here to judge what was her.
But she has identified him as being involved in this. I have a problem with that. The two dogs we're involved with, she claims, are 100 pounds apiece. They're 50 pounds apiece. That's how far off this is. This whole chasing and menacing, dogs and cats have been going at it since there's been dogs and cats.
Still not good for you to be going this way.
Okay. Alright, well, I don't know what else to say.
Mr. Zawadzki, did you have anything you wanted to say in closing?
Yes. Well, I studied all the evidence that I was provided here. I listened to the testimonies. My dog, Max, was declared a potentially dangerous animal. I didn't find anything, neither in the statements or exhibits or testimony that would support that designation. For example, in Exhibit 9, Animal Bite Report, It says the color of the attacking dog was brown and white. In Exhibit 6, Mrs. Wendell lived in testimony, said, I do remember the dog that attacked Magic looked like a pit bull in the face and a sandy color for in a rear area. When Max's predominant color is black, don't think anybody would describe his color as brown or sandy. I did not see Max even touching her cat or Mrs. Weddle. It was 1 second that I didn't see it, but what she describes, the dog grabbing a cat and tossing it in the air, definitely wasn't Max. When and would be out of his ordinary behavior if he did attack anybody. He never attacked any animal or person, and he was with us since he was a puppy 3 years ago. 2 years ago, when we went to Poland for vacation for 3 weeks, we left Max with the Anderson family, their little dog and two cats. And I provided a letter from Mr. Anderson testifying that he never exhibited any aggressive behavior towards those animals. Just because Max ran with other dogs and got to the scene, I don't think it's any menacing or aggressive behavior. That's total exaggeration, in my opinion. So therefore, based on all the evidence, again, I would also agree with Mr. Edwards that Mrs. Weddle's testimony is full of exaggerations, pure speculation, and misrepresentations. And I will not get into detail because I don't think it's relevant to, you know, to the case, but take her testimony with a grain of salt because there's a lot of details that are pure speculation. So, conclude, based on the evidence, there's nothing there to justify the designation of Max as a potentially dangerous animal. I understand the initial designation since not all the details were known, but now that everything is in the open and everything is stated, the designation should be rescinded.
Thank you. Ms. Moore?
Thank you. I do want to focus the board on the requirements for deeming a dog potentially dangerous. The definition under section 4.4-1 of the code defines a potentially dangerous animal as one that chases, approaches in a threatening manner, or otherwise menaces a person or other domestic animal. It does not require an injury, a bite, a scratch, even though we do have evidence of all of those things in this case. I also want to remind the board with regard to the burden of proof in this case, which is set forth in the Animal Control Board's Rules of Procedure, Section 7-M, which does provide that the applicants in this case have the burden of proof. So as applied in this case, that would mean that Ms. Walmart, Mr. Edwards, and Mr. Swaski have the burden to prove to this board that their dogs are not potentially dangerous, in that they did not chase, they did not approach in a threatening manner, or otherwise menace Miss Weddle or Magic. We believe that the evidence in this case is clear that all of these things occurred. None of the parties in this case have denied that these dogs broke loose, that they weren't under the control of the owners. They've all admitted there's some conflicting testimony as to whether they were on leash or off leash, but certainly all three of the applicants do admit that the dogs broke free, ran towards Miss Weddle and her cat. The other interesting testimony is Ms. Weddle was the only person to observe the initial contact with the dogs, the cat, and her. Both Mr. Edwards and Ms. Swadowski, I apologize if I'm butchering your name, they both testified that it was fairly quick, but you know, they did not see the initial contact. Only Ms. Weddle did. So we only have her testimony as to what the initial contact was. While they both testified that they were there, you know, within seconds afterwards, they did not witness that initial contact. So they would not have knowledge as to which particular dog or dogs were involved in the initial contact with Ms. Little and her cat. So hers is the only credible evidence or the only testimony we have with regard to that initial contact. And she did testify that the tan dog, which has been identified as Baron in this case, did pick up her cat, Magic, and that there were injuries that resulted because of that. But everyone who testified today did admit that the other two dogs were also involved in this incident. I think that Mr. Edwards said when he first turned the corner, he saw a scuffle. Miss Weddle was on the ground trying to get the dogs and the cat apart. Clearly there was, you know, some contact between them. He also said that Linus and the cat were going at it. Mr. Zalowski said that there was a moving mass of cat and dogs. So clearly there was contact between all of these animals and Miss Weddle and her cat Magic. So we believe that there is very clear evidence before this board that each of these dogs was involved in this incident, and that each of them chased, approached in a threatening manner, menaced or otherwise threatened Miss Weddle and her cat, which is the very definition of a potentially dangerous animal. There's been a lot of testimony with regard to the injuries. In some respects, the injuries are irrelevant to this case. I mean, I think that obviously they're important to the parties. All of the parties acknowledge that there were injuries, that they did observe blood on Miss Weddle. Mr. Edwards said that, you know, he did observe the injury to the cat as well. So I don't think that the cat bit itself. Obviously, that had to come from someplace else. So we believe in this case that the applicants have failed to meet their burden of proof to overturn the decision of Mr. Roman deeming these dogs as potentially dangerous, and we would respectfully request the court to uphold his decision with regard to all three dogs.
Thank you. Quick question. You cited to the code as to the standard of proof. Can you give me that slide again, please?
Yes. It's section 4-1 of the city code, which is the definition section, which includes the definition of potentially dangerous. There's also another section, 4-5, which is the section that deals with the city manager designee.
I understand.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I understand that. I'm actually asking about the burden of proof at the appellate
hearing.
That's the rule.
The burden of proof is in the board's rules of procedures.
Thank you.
Which is section 7M.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you all very much for coming this evening. We will try to get out a decision as soon as possible. With Thanksgiving, that may delay things a little bit, but we are usually pretty quick, and we're supposed to get it out in 7 days, but again, we have this holiday. But it'll be pretty quick. I imagine that you'll hear from us.
Can I ask a question?
You can.
It's not about anything real important. I understand who Mr. Roman is. Who's this lady?
She's the attorney for the city of Gaithersburg.
Okay, she's the attorney for the city of Gaithersburg, who is very well versed in her...
Ma'am.
Right? And these two gentlemen who tried and were given 3 minutes to put something together with her notepads and her well versed...
Thank you so much
for
your
comments. Yeah, really. I'm pleased.